Sunday's ambush killings of two U.S. soldiers in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul marked the culmination of a disturbing trend, anti-American violence in a city that has been cited as a model of occupation and reconstruction, both physical and civic. Major General David Petraeus, commander of the Army's 101st Airborne Division, is in charge of Mosul. We've covered the town meetings that he's held, the election of a city council that he supervised. General Petraeus joins us from Mosul. Now, welcome once again to the program, General.
Well, thank you, Robert. Good to be with you.
Over the past 3 weeks or so, Mosul has witnessed not just that shooting of the two soldiers on Sunday, but other attacks on U.S. forces and on Iraqis. How do you now describe the level and the nature of the threat in Mosul to your troops and to Iraqis who are working with them?
Well, it has gone up. There has been a marked increase in the number of attacks against our soldiers. It really started about 5 weeks ago. We had had spikes in attacks before, but in the past, the spikes have been shorter in duration, and this was a sustained spike in attacks against our forces again.
Are you capable of responding with a counter spike, that is, a much greater set of operations to go after those groups rather than wait to be hit by them?
Well, that's what we have done. In fact, we have, over the time that we've been here, been putting together an intelligence structure architecture with all various government agencies and elements. And so once the spike starts, you do your best to identify who's behind it, and then you go after him. And we have done just that. We have been conducting between 4 and 10 raids a night for about the last 2.5 weeks. We have killed a handful of these enemy, and we have captured about 100 or so that will actually be sent to Baghdad. So we think we have disrupted already what was reestablished here, and we will continue that effort. We did a search today of some 800 houses, by the way. I mean, these are large operations that are ongoing, but we are definitely taking the fight to the enemy.
How many U.S. troops are engaged in the search of 800 houses in one day?
Well, it's thousands. We have about 10,000 soldiers actually in Mosul, and some 6,000 or so of those are actually engaged in the security operations that are ongoing. The others are in a variety of logistics and support missions also here in the city.
Back to the reports of the shooting on Sunday of the two soldiers. Some Iraqi witnesses claim that the American soldiers, after being shot, were set upon by a mob. One account said their throats may have been slit. The Army says that didn't happen. As best as you can ascertain what actually did happen, what took place?
Well, we're not sure. First of all, we're actually not sure why this great, great soldier and his driver moved around in what actually is known to be a tough neighborhood through a large gas line and congested traffic without their security, and that is inexplicable to us right now, and we're trying to sort that out. They then were either run off the road or ambushed, shot at by enemy that is in that area that saw this as a target of opportunity, a thin-skinned SUV, and either were killed either by being run off the road into a wall or shot and then hit the wall. We do know that they were dragged out of the vehicle. All of their valuables were taken. Their uniforms weren't taken. Their boots were still on. We do not think there was this pummeling and all the other stuff other than just being dragged out of the there was no sign. One did have a contusion on the head, but we're not sure whether that was caused by crashing into the wall or what. So
One very disturbing aspect of those first reports was the image of an Iraqi mob seeing two U.S. soldiers as hostile occupiers, targets for rage. Is that an incorrect image, indeed, what you would expect of a crowd of young men in that particular neighborhood of Mosul, or is that still correct but exaggerated in this case?
Well, I think it's vastly exaggerated. Frankly, if you do leave a vehicle with valuables in some of these neighborhoods in Mosul that are extraordinarily poor, those valuables are not going to be there when you come back. I do certainly recognize the image that was portrayed as being very worrisome, and particularly that it did come in a city that has been viewed as being, again, this sort of model city. but it's a city of 1.7 million. There are many here who regard us still as liberators, but there are also some that, you know, say that, geez, one of these guys is going to leave. And inevitably, over time, even the best of liberators will become seen as occupiers, and it's something that we're wrestling with all the time.
Well, General Petraeus, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Major General David Petraeus, commander of the Army's 101st Airborne Division, spoke to us from Mosul in Iraq.